And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now is the head coach of the Lewiston Altira Cardinals, is Brent Olson. Coach, how's it going today?
Hey, great, Luke. Good to be here.
Hey, thanks for chatting with us, Coach. We do appreciate it. Tough one last night. Good, Hugh. In your place, the Wildcats get the win, 42-0. Coach, overall, take us to the game, and how you thought the squad played?
Well, I thought I'd like to congratulate Coach Ponsolet and his Goodhue staff on a very well-played game. He's got a tremendous team up there, some tremendous athletes, and some big, strong, fast kids, and they gave us some fits last night, and we had trouble handling their size and speed, kind of a combination of both. And I thought our kids played hard. We're, as I said in previous talks we've had, that we really don't have a lot of depth, and we lost a couple kids last week, and we lost another one last night, and these injuries seem to be piling up on us at the worst time, and it's made things difficult for us at times, but our kids played hard. The ones we put out there, we put some kids in some tough spots that really shouldn't be on a varsity field yet, but with the lack of numbers we have, we've had to put some kids out there, and I was pleased with how hard they played. It's just when you don't have the size and speed of the team you're playing, it makes it a real difficult football game. But looking at how the scoring went last night, as you had said, it was 42-0. Goodhue scored on their first drive 2 minutes into the game. Malachi Parker ran in from 19 yards out. He's a tremendous running back. He's got good size, tremendous speed, and he had the ability to kind of stop and start. And we don't have the quickness to keep up with him, so he'd give us one move to the inside, and we'd have to honor it, because if we don't, then he runs by us, and then he bounces back out to the outside. So he gave us fits last night, but we knew that coming in, because he gave us fits last year when we had a little more team speed. Then with 2 minutes left in the first quarter, Adam Ponsolet ran in from 1 yard out to make it 14-0. Oh, the Kaysen Biak kick was good to make it 14-0. He had made the one after the first touchdown as well. Then Goodhue scored with 6 minutes left in the second quarter. Another Malachi Parker run, this time from 4 yards out. The kick was good to be 21-0. And then Goodhue scored again one more time before half. It was a 59-yard run by Grant Reed. The kick was good again to make it 28-0. Then we played better, tighter defense in the second half. I thought we rallied to the ball a little bit better in the second half, and we held Goodhue until about 2.5 minutes left, it looks like, here in the third quarter. Grant Reed again from 8 yards out to make it 35-0 with the extra point. Then they had both teams, we had kind of a JV group out there from about the second quarter on with some of the injuries we had, and Goodhue had their JV group out there as well from, most of the third and the fourth quarter, and they scored with 3:40 left. Jed Ryan from 4 yards out with the extra point to make it 42-0, the final score. Looking at the offensive numbers as we have them, we had Goodhue down for 346 yards, and we had 66 yards. Goodhue was 1 of 4 passing for 28 yards, which I think we had seen them on film. They had thrown quite a bit more. They were a little bit more balanced team, but with the way they were able to run the ball last night with 42 carries for 318 yards, they really didn't have to go to the air too much. We had 25 carries for 63 yards, and then we were 3 of 7 passing for just 3 yards. We were not able to push the ball down the field, and we threw a couple quick passes to our receivers who weren't able to break any tackles. Otherwise, we had some good gains there, but their corners did a nice job of coming up and making sure tackles. And let's see what else here. We had 6 penalties for 45 yards. One of them, the big penalty, was one that you don't see it very often, but one of our players' helmets kind of popped off during a play while he was blocking someone. Well, the rule states you're supposed to stop moving and playing immediately once your helmet comes off. Well, that's a hard thing to tell a kid that, okay, you're playing, you're blocking a guy, you're driving a guy, oh, your helmet come off, stop moving. And he didn't. He kind of kept pushing the kid, and so that was our 15-yard penalty, which was, most of the yards there. We had some couple false starts, but in and off sides. But all in all, our guys, like I said, they played hard. Running the ball, we had Cage Ketter was our leading rusher again, 10 carries, 25 yards. Carter Cady, 6 for 16. William Kredemacher, 2 for 13. Let's see, Eli Jensen, 2 for 5. The guys played hard out there, but we just don't have the size and speed this year with these first three teams that we faced are, legitimate state playoff qualifying type teams. They all have a legitimate shot at going to state this year. So our first three games were, against some pretty strong opponents, and we just got to learn a little bit from it each week and try to improve. And that's what we talked to the guys about last night, that we have to try to get better each week, and that's what we'll continue to do.
And you mentioned the tough start to the schedule doesn't get easier, especially in the district that you play in, the section that you play in. You get the top-ranked Chatfield Gophers next week on the road. What do you expect to see from the Gophers?
I expect to see more speed and more size, and I know that they bring back the core of their state championship team from last year, and even a little bit more than just a core. It's the majority of the guys off that team return, so we know we will have our hands full against them next Friday night. But again, like I told our kids last night, we'll go back to work all week, and all we can do is try to get better. Our goal each year is that we want to be peaking and playing our best football by playoff time, and that's what we'll continue to do. We'll continue to work and try to get better, see what things we can fix on offense and defense, and how we can improve week to week and day to day, and each rep to rep at practice.
Brent Olson with us, the head coach of the Lewiston Altura Cardinals. They got the Chatfield Gophers next week. Coach, we do appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck against the Gophers.
All right, thanks, Luke.